Beruchim Haboim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. After the Mishnah had taught us in regards to Neros Shel Shabbos that a person cannot use poor quality oils and wicks because the Chachamim were worried that maybe a person will tilt the Ner and be over an Isser, the arise of Havara, kindling a flame on Shabbos. The Gemara then asks, what about regards to Neros Shel Chanukah? The Gemara brings three different opinions, and the prevailing opinion is Bein Bechol, Bein Beshabbos, whether during the week or on Shabbos, a person can, yes, use poor quality wicks and oils for their Ner Chanukah. The Gemara brings two reasons. One, because Kavsa Ein Zokuklo. Once a person lights the Ner Chanukah and it goes out, he does not have to. He is not required to then rekindle the Ner Chanukah. Also, the Gemara explains, also lishtamish la'ora. In regards to Ner Chanukah, a person is not allowed to use the or of the Ner Chanukah. The Ner Chanukah is designated for Pirsumei Nisa, and a person cannot use his personal usage for that Ner Chanukah, and therefore he's not apt to then tilt the Ner, and thereby be over an Isir of Havara on Shabbos, and therefore Bein Bechol, Bein Beshabbos, a person can use Shmonim and Psilois Gruim. The Gemara then explained the specific places where a person needs to light his Ner Chanukah to fulfill his mitzvah. Our Gemara then goes on to detail the specific places where indeed a person must light. Says the Gemara, bringing a Mishnah in Bava Kamma, Tnan Hasam. The Mishnah says over there, Gets hayoytze mitachas hapatish v'yotza v'hizik chayev. A person, a blacksmith, who has sparks that fly out from his blacksmith store into the Rishus HaRabim, and they damage somebody, he's going to be obligated for the damage. Gamal sheton pishton v'hu oyver Rishus HaRabim. If a person is riding a camel in the Rishus HaRabim and he's carrying flax, V'nichnasa pishtono l'toich hachanut, v'dolko b'neiro shel chenvoni, v'hidlikas habira bala gamal chayiv. If the pishtan, the flax, they enter the store where the blacksmith is, and then they become aflamed, causing a fire, then the bala gamal is going to be chayiv for the damage. Hiniya chenvoni es neiro mi bachutz. If the chenvoni, the storekeeper, puts his fire outside of the store, chenvoni chayov, then chenvoni is going to be obligated for the damages. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer b'ner Chanukah potter. If that ner that he's putting outside of his store is going to be ner Chanukah, he will be potter. Omer Ravina mishum derabo zois oimeres. We can learn halacha from this mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda said b'ner Chanukah potter. Mitzvah lahanicha betoich asora, that it's a mitzvah to place the Ner Chanukah within 10 tfachim from the ground. And he proves it. Because if indeed a person can put his Ner Chanukah higher than asora tfachim, then leimolei, let him say to him, why didn't you place your Ner Chanukah higher than the one who is driving, who was on top of the camel, and thereby you wouldn't have damaged him. The fact that we cannot make that taina, it must be that he's required to then light the Ner Chanukah within asara tfachim. V'dilma, says the Gemara, imitricha le tuva osi le'imnuye mitzvah. Perhaps if we recall the storm under too much hassle, he will then not end up doing the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah by trying to then require him to elevate his Ner Chanukah too high. Nonetheless, the Rishonim and the Poskim do say that a person lechatchila should light his Ner Chanukah within asara tvachim from the ground. It should be higher than three tvachim, because within three tvachim is lavud. It's considered to be as if you're lighting on the ground, and therefore it would not be nikkur that it's for the purpose of Ner Chanukah. And it also should not be higher than asara tvachim again, because when a person lights a ner higher than asar tfachim, then it could be he's using that for his own personal use. But within asar tfachim, then it's clear that it's not for his personal use, but rather for ner Chanukah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Kahana, Dorash Rav Nosson bar Minyumi Mishmei de Rabbi Tanchum. Ner shel Chanukah sheinicha lamala chof amo psula. If a person lights his ner Chanukah higher than esrim amo, that means even the flame is going to be higher than esrim amo, then it's posul. He does not fulfill his obligation of ner Chanukah, because lo shilta be'ena, a person's eyes are not able to then easily look up and see the ner Chanukah. Kisukah or kimavui, just like when it comes to a sukkah, if the sukkah, the schach is higher than esrim amo, then again that sukkah is going to be posul because lo shilta be'ena, a person cannot easily then see the schach. And similarly, when it comes to a mavui that is has a cross beam, a kara at the end, so that will allow a person to then walk and carry within that mavui. So if a person doesn't have the heker of the cross beam, in order to then indicate that he is in a mavui, then he might then be susceptible then going into the Rishus HaRabim with that object. And that would be a problem. So up until Esrim Amo, the crossbeam then is a good indicator, allowing him to then carry in the Mavui. But above Esrim Amo, then we say a person cannot then easily see, is not ascertainable, and he cannot easily discern the crossbeam. Therefore, it's going to be then possible, it's going to be also to then carry in the Mavui. So too over here, in our case, in regards to Ner Chanukah, above Esrim Amo is going to be possible. Now the Gemara brings another drasha in his name, Vamar Rav Chahana, Dorash Rav Nosson bar Minyumi, Mishmei Derav Tanchu. My dechsiv, what's written in the pasuk, what's meant when it says in regard to where the brothers threw Yosef into the bor, V'habor rek ein bo mayim, and the bor, the pit, was empty, it didn't have any water. Mimashma she'ne'emar v'habor rek, eini yodeh she'ein bo mayim. From the fact that the pasuk says that the pit was empty, obviously it doesn't have any water. Why does it add ein bo mayim? Ela matam ulomar ein bo mayim. Mayim ein boy, to make the deal that it doesn't have any water. Avon nechoshim ve'akrabim yesh boy. But snakes and scorpions it did have inside of it. Now the Gemara brings, regarding Ner Chanukah, where to place the Ner Chanukah. Omar Rabba, Ner Chanukah mitzvah lahanicha b'tefach hasmucha lepesach. Rabbi says that it's a mitzvah to place the Ner Chanukah within a tefach of the doorway. Because if it's further than that, it won't be nik, it won't be clear that it's coming from this balabayis, that it's a Ner Chanukah from related to this person's home. V'heicha monachle, ask the Gemara, where do a person, what does a person place that Ner Chanukah? Says the Gemara, Rav Acha Brei Derava Omar Miyamin. He puts it on the right side of the doorway. Since the right side is always considered to be more chashuv, and in regards to mezuzah, we put the mezuzah on the right side. There's also an additional drush in regards to the mezuzah. Uchsavtem al mezuzois beisecho uvisharecho beisecho. The Gemara darshins biosecho. And therefore, a person standing by the door, when he is biascha, when he is then going to then walk, he always goes from the right first. And as he walks, the right foot goes forward first. Therefore, the mezuzah then is encountered first on the right side. So too, the menorah should be placed on the right side. Rav Shmuel Medifti argues and he says, Omar mismol. He says, on the left side. Says the Gemara, v'hilchasa mismol, kedei shedei ner Chanukah mismol o mezuzah miyamin. The halacha is indeed like Rav Shmuel Medifti, that you put the Ner Chanukah on the left side, so that the left side has a Ner Chanukah and the right side has the mezuzah, and a person then is mesubin, he's surrounded by mitzvahs. Says the Gemara in regards to then permissibility of using the Ner Chanukah, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Asi, Osir lahartzois maos, Keneged Ner Chanukah. A person is prohibited from then counting his money next to Ner Chanukah. And what is the chiddush? Because earlier on the top of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, we said that it's also lishtamish la'ara. So many Rishonim learned that over here, Rav Yehuda saying the Rav Asi, that the chiddush is that even when it comes to a tashmish kal, an easy type of tashmish, even that is also, even that is prohibited next to the Ner Chanukah. Ki amrisa kamei de Shmuel, when this halach was taught before Shmuel, Omar Li, his response to me was, V'chiner kedusha yeshba. Does Ner have kedusha? Maski for Rav Yosef, V'chidam kedusha yeshba. Rav Yosef asked, does dam have kedusha in regards to kisui hadam? There's a halach in regards to then a person who was shechting either an oif or a chaya, he has a tzivoy, a command to cover up the dam. So does that dam have kedusha? And he explains as follows. The Tanya, for it says in the Braisa, v'shofach v'chisa. The Torah says, and he shall pour the blood and regards to the shechting, and then he shall cover the blood. Explains the Braisa, b'mesh shofach yichase. In the same manner that he pours the blood, that he shechs with, which is with his hand, that's how he shall also then cover the blood. Shelo yichasena beregel. That he should not cover the blood with the regel. Shelo yihu mitzvahs bezuyos alov. So that he shouldn't then have the mitzvahs bezuyos on him. Hachanami shelo yihu mitzvahs bezuyos alov. So too when it comes to the Ner Chanukah, a person should not read, or in this case, he should not even count his money next to the Ner Chanukah, because it shouldn't have mitzvahs bezuyos alov. It shouldn't be a bezuy to the mitzvah, a degradation to the mitzvah. Boy, me name Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Mahu. They asked Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi the following. Lihistapek minoy sukkah koshiva. Can a person use the noy sukkah during the 7 days of Sukkot? Let's say a person has glass jars that he fills them up with oil for his noy sukkah, and he hangs glass jars throughout his sukkah. Comes Chol HaMoed and he wants to then use some of that oil for his bread. Can he take down one of those glass jars and then dip his challah, his bread, into the oil? Says the Gemara, Omar Lei, Harei Amru Asur LaHartzos Malz Kenegen Ner Chanukah. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi said that in regards to Ner Chanukah, it's Asur to count one's money next to the Ner Chanukah. So therefore, he's implying that would be Asur. Just like you cannot count your money next to Ner Chanukah, so too you cannot use your noy sukkah during the week of Sukkot. Om Rav Yosef, Morei de Avram, he says, Master of Avram, Toli Tanya B'dol Tanya, are you going to then make dependent a teaching on something that's not a teaching? Meaning sukkah, Tanya, Chanukah, lo Tanya. In Sukkah is an explicit braisa taught by the Tanoim. And yet, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, it was just an Amor that taught it. So why didn't you then give the answer based on the braisa as follows? The Tanya, it says, Sichecha kihilchasa. The person makes his Sukkah with the proper Schach kihilocha. And then in regards to the Noi Sukkah, he then beautifies his Sukkah. V'itro bekromim, by making colored tapestry. Ubesadin hamitsuyarim, and he has embroidered linens. Vitalaba egoizim afarsakim shkedim vrimonim, and he also hangs for his noy sukkah nuts and peaches, almonds and pomegranates. Uparchile anovim viitara shel shibolim, and he also hangs clusters of grapes, and he hangs crowns or wreaths of grains. Yeinos shmonim v'slotois, he hangs jars or jugs that are of clear glass that have wine and oil and fine flour for his noy sukkah. The Braisa goes on to say, also lihistapik men ad motzei yom tov acharon shel chag. One cannot use all of this noy sukkah during the week-long festivity of Sukkot until after Sukkot. V'im hisna aleim, however, if he did make a tnai, Hakol lefitno. If he made a tnai on Erev Sukkot, ben hashmashos, then he then can use it. But if he did not make the tnai, it would be aser. So you see from here that indeed it would be aser then to also use then the to use the noy sukkah We see from before in the Brisa, it's also to use noy sukkah during the week long of Sukkis. And Rav Yosef avun de kuladom. However, Rav Yosef says, but the prototype, the av, for all of these halachos, not using noy sukkah during the week of Sukkis, and not reading or counting one's money next to the ner Chanukah, all comes from the prototype of kisui adam. That because a person then shechted with his hand, he cannot then cover up the dam with his foot. It could be a bizui mitzvah. So too, in these cases, it would be a bizui mitzvah. The Gemara now brings three machloikis in between Rav and Shmuel. Itmar, Rav amar ein malikin miner lener, u'Shmuel mar malikin. Rav says, you cannot light from one ner Chanukah to another ner Chanukah. And Shmuel says, you can. The Gemara will explain. Rav Omar ein matirin tzitzis mi beged lebeged, u'shmo amar matirin mi beged lebeged. Rav says you cannot take out the tzitzis, the strings, from one talis and put it into a newer talis if the old talis is still in use, whereas Shmuel says you can. Rav Omar ein halacha k'Rabbi Shimon begreiro, u'shmo amar halacha k'Rabbi Shimon begreiro. Rav says that the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon in regards to greiro. And Shmuel says the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Begreiro, which we'll explain shortly. Omar Abaye kolhani kolmili demar avi kirav lebar mehani tlas de avi kishmuel. Abaye says to his Rebbe, whenever you teach the halacha, whenever you teach a machlok between Rav and Shmuel, the halacha is always like Rav. With the exception of these three cases, the halacha is like Shmuel. Maliki miner lener. You can light from one ner to another ner in regards to Chanukah. Umatirim mi beged lebeged. You can then take out the tzitzis from one beged and put into another talis that is newer. V'halachah Rabbi Shimon begreiro. And the halachah is like Rabbi Shimon in regards to greiro. D'tanya. Rabbi Shimon oimer goyrer odam mito. Kisei v'safsal. A person can drag a bed, a chair, or a bench. Let's say a person has a bench on the other side of the field, so he then drags the bench across the field, and thereby it makes a furrow in the field. So that's a malacha, a tolda of maleches choresh, charisha. It's a plowing. So because Shmuel says it's a malacha she'eno miskaven, a davar she'eno miskaven is mutter. And therefore, Shmuel says the halacha is indeed like Shmuel by Greira.